everybody, and welcome. This is the Geek Dad Hip Track Stocking Stuffer for the first day of Geekmas. I'm Ken Denemy, the editor of GeekDad.com, and with me, as always on the hip tracks, is the man known as the Mystical Magical Z. How you doing, Z?
I'm the tiniest reindeer, Ken.
No glowy nose, no nothing.
No. I'm just I'm the one that stays in the back and just picks out the songs for the trip. I'm the road trip reindeer.
You're the Slay's official DJ.
There you go.
And wasn't it? There's at least one song that says all the reindeer were tiny, right? He was a little
itty-bitty. And eight tiny reindeer.
Eight tiny reindeer. There you go. Well, you know. So what is this thing we're doing here? Hip Track Stocking Stuffers?
Hip Track Stocking Stuffer plays directly into the 12 Days of Geekmas promotion that we're doing
right now.
All
time fast.
I can't say it the once, Ken. And this is basically a way for us to give back to our listeners and to our readers, because I think it goes without saying that Geek Dad has had a banner year in 2008.
It's been a huge year for the folks that have only just sort of come on or seeing the 12 days of Geekmas here and wondering why would we even do this. I'd like to, I'm going to toss this out there for a second. I've said this before a couple of times, maybe old news to people, maybe new news to people, but. First of all, you have to realize that the Geek Dads, apart from any of the other blogs you might find on Wired or anywhere else, we're just a bunch of guys. We got lucky. We got into this because of Chris Anderson. He was just sort of trying a new idea out, but it's worked really wonderfully. And so if you looked at us now as compared to where we were in the last Christmas season, you would be blown away. The readership of Geek Dad has increased something like fivefold, sixfold, maybe even more than that. We probably had, I don't know, 100,000+ readers back in November and December of last year, and this month we're not even a third of the way through the month, and we're already over 500,000. So it's been a huge year for us. It's we've been doing a lot of growing, but we've got a lot of people that have, come and found us and seemingly enjoying what we're doing, and they've latched onto us and they've stuck around, and we totally appreciate that.
Yeah, and this is just a chance for us to give back. And what we've done is we've used some of these backroom connections that we've made over the previous months to secure some pretty swank prizes.
Absolutely. You know what? That's one of the best parts about becoming a big blog. There's swag out there.
And we've got stuff from Make, from our friends at Think Geek, which we're going to talk a little bit about today, from tons of bands, A&E, just all over the place. And you guys are going to love it.
This is going to be wonderful. So if you just tuned into this first day of Geekmas, stick around. It's only going to get better. And we got a ton of stuff to give away, and everybody's got a chance. So why don't we let's kick it off? What do we got for the first day of Geekmas? See,
on the first day of Geekmas, what we want to give to you is a little present, as I said, from our friends at Think Geek, the fine purveyors of dorkitude since 1999, and what they have offered to us. Now, how we came to associate with the Think Geek crew is that earlier this year, Vincent Janoski, Geek Dad Vince, launched a new regular feature called the Geek Dad Puzzle of the Week, which is just basically a sort of an old school brain teaser with a new school twist. And every week he does one, and we give away a Think Geek gift code. So what they have done for the first day of Geekmas is they have given us an extra special geeky item, and it is a mini radio controlled R2-D2 action figure.
Well, and what fan of Geek Dad, what good geek in his right mind would pass up an RC-R2-D2.
It gets better, Ken. It's actual size, not actual size, but it's actually sized to go with the new school Star Wars action figures.
Oh, man. So it's to scale with all the other stuff you can get in the store?
It's to scale. It's properly sized. Oh. And all you have to do to get in on this action is to leave a post, a comment to this post. that's it, man. And then you're in the running, and we will pull somebody out of the hat tomorrow, and we'll do it all again.
Yeah, make sure you put your email in the email field in there. Don't worry, the email address won't be published to the world, but we will be able to see it. And it is that list of comments and emails from which we will make our random selection, and so we can actually contact you and tell you, hey, you've won.
That's right. And since this is Hip Tracks, what we've got is a little song to accompany this. So you might not win the R2-D2, but at least you get some cool music on top of it. So what we're going to listen to today is a sort of a Wizard Rock Christmas love song from Catch Love, and it's called It's Snowing.
All right, here it comes. Just the kind of thing to get us into the mood for a Geekmas.
Indeedy. That's from 2007's Leaky Cauldron Jingle Spells compilation, which is all sold out. But if you look around, I think the play file is still available at their site. So definitely check that out. Great songs for a good cause. And that, my friends, was your first day of Geekmas.
Absolutely. Make sure you tune in for the next 11 days. Every morning, 5:30 p.m. Pacific and whatever that is in your corner of the world, we will put up another Day of Geekmas, another song, another giveaway, another story, and, you know, just to say thanks to all our loyal and wonderful readers out there. So, Z, thanks so much for number one, and I'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you all tomorrow, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.